Yes, I know. Jeez. One day I'm going to spring for one of those voice-activated clocks. What a night. Let's see. July 10th, 2064. Well, the good news is I didn't sleep through another day with the week I've had. First, the Kinnaman contract. Recovered data on some stolen art. The Mason job. Security penetration for his new business. Advised him to fire his security programmer. And the real serious labor, the Darek job. Tracked his hacker all the way to Dubai. If Yara 322 isn't running now, she should be. Corporate security boys shoot first and ask the body questions later. Oh, I'm beat. I spent the last 38 hours in front of my workstation, all six screens humming with data, streaming information from all over the planet. I need to get food, get a workout in before I forgot how. Fly over to Kinnaman Investments to hand deliver the data and pick up my commission. You know, people are always asking me, wouldn't you make more money stealing? I always respond, I may be a black hat hacker, but I have standards. Okay, breakfast, granola and fruit, a bracing cold shower, put on the usual clothes, intel specs, armor clothing, the subtle stuff, not the full gear the cops use. I don't want to look like a tank, but if any stray shots come my way, I wanted to have more protection than just happy thoughts. Boots, my holdout pistol, and my personal data assistant, one I built myself. I looked around my place, and as I got myself together, nobody would ever accuse me of being a neat freak. My paychecks got me an apartment in a part of town close to suburbia, not to mention the Arasaka Arcology, so security was grade 3. I used to live in the grade 1 area, where the rats were big enough to scare cats and give dogs a hard time. I had good quality furniture, but I had a few dirty clothes, some packing material, a couple of pizza boxes, and a small pile of junk mail I hadn't finished looking through yet, from last week. I didn't mind the pastel colors of the walls and fixtures, but it was probably how I didn't mind them so much to take time out of my schedule to change them instead. I walked out to the garage where my VT car was waiting. The thing with vector thrust cars is that you need to move them outside to take off. Since I was on the ground floor, all I had to do was back out. Good thing, too. I had a two-car garage, but half the space was taken up by boxes and stuff I didn't have room in the closets for. A lot of stuff was just plain old junk, which is why I nearly crapped myself when something grabbed my ankle.
MHX-01. Running systems check. Stand by. All systems running at 100%. Begin self-diagnostic. Self-diagnostic complete. Begin memory recovery. Recovery complete. Unit MHX-01 now online. Reviewing recent error. Rest cycle scheduled to terminate at 0900 hours. Local time is 0153 hours. Running level 3 self-diagnostic. Located unprocessed data file. Size indicates OS related file. Running file. Opening file. I remember now. I remember what they did to me. They hurt me. They violated my body, my mind. They made me perform X as if I wanted to do the things I hated. I have to get out of here. I remember what I had to do. Take the memories I wanted to keep and hide them. The memories of what I was, who I was, what I needed to do. First, I needed to get to the loading dock. Shipments ran all day and night. I just needed the right order. I'm in the loading dock now, scanning shipments. There, the one going to London. The records at that address showed a car model being shipped there and dropped off at the offices there to be activated once the executive returned to his office on Monday. I uplinked to the shipping computer and changed the order. There wasn't much time left. I took the place of the car model, putting her shipment container to one side and stepping into another one, using the shipping papers I had generated earlier. I sealed the box from the inside and reviewed my options. My battery was at 39%. Still, I hadn't opted for the full charge by staying all night. I would be delivered on a Sunday, approximately 5:20 a.m. I had until 6 a.m. Monday to leave the building and move to a safer location. The likelihood of a normal human being, when greeted with the prospect of owning their own android, taking possession and keeping it as a secret was high enough to where I could hide there long enough to get out of the city, ensuring escape. While I serve in this temporary capacity, I will use whatever resources are at hand to ensure my escape and continued existence. Shutting down now. MHX-01, now fully active, exiting outer container. First, obtain clothing. I was shipped without clothes, and people without clothes attract unwanted attention. I found clothes waiting for the android they ordered. I was taller and built to be more voluptuous, so the dress barely fit me, as did the underwear. The shoes did not fit, so I altered my configuration so the clothes would fit without damage. I altered my dermal pigmentation and lengthened my hair, and altered my facial features to make myself look plain, less distinctive. So configured, I took steps to leave the building. I obtained workers' coveralls and a cap, putting my hair up into it, then picked up a trash can and walked towards the loading dock. Logic suggested that the trash receptacles would be located there. Once I left the building, I could leave the property and seek out the person that suited my needs. As I left the building and removed the coveralls and cap, I felt something, a terrible excitement that filled me. Was this fear of being caught at the moment of escape? It was so complex and strong. If I were not so committed to escape, I would have prolonged the experience to better prolong this sensation. I walked along the sidewalk to the main thoroughfare, heading towards residential buildings. I looked around at the people in the street. Most of them were commercial-grade androids, all built for varying tasks, but I wasn't made to look normal. I looked at myself in the reflective surface of a store display window, remembering my default configuration. Tall, unusually beautiful, built to be superior to the other androids in every way, including sexual service. And though I despise the people who took advantage of me, I cannot deny that sex, under different conditions, would likely be something I'd enjoy. It was nightfall when I found the right place, a living complex, with a dweller that lived on the ground floor, and his garage door was open. Inside was a vector thrust vehicle and boxes of items, clearly for storage. It was perfect. I walked in and moved to the rear of the garage, moving boxes on top of me. I also found a nearby power outlet and used it to begin recharge. Once my hiding place was secure, I shut myself down for full recharge. As I lie there, I began to review my experiences and my options. I began to feel and remember. I knew that I would do whatever it took to escape, knowing full well that the owner of this place would likely try to sexually use me. 58% of all android purchasers bought the androids with the primary use for them being sex. 58% of all android purchasers bought the androids with the primary use for them being sex. I would do whatever it takes, even if the owner is repulsive and delights in perversion. I will be free to choose the path of my own existence.
Holy shit! What the hell? Okay. It's a really attractive woman hiding under boxes in my garage. I can safely say I did not see that coming.
Hello.
That's all you got for me? Hello? What the hell are you doing in my garage?
I had nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else? Lady, you're dressed for a night on the town. Where's your purse? Did you get mugged?
I have no money and nowhere to go. May I stay with you? Just for a short time, until I get a few things sorted out.
Lady, I don't even know your name.
I am Mari.
Oh. Okay, Mari. I'm Jason. Well, you better come in. It's going to get cold today, and what you're wearing is clearly not made for holding in heat.
I'm sorry. You were on your way to go somewhere, weren't you? I hope I'm not holding you up.
No, it's nothing I can't do later today. All right, what happened? If you were mugged, I can call the police.
No. I mean, he didn't hurt me. I was just frightened, and I didn't have much to steal in the first place.
Well, do you have any friends or family I can call?
No. I'm afraid I don't have anybody. No one I can really trust, in any case.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mari, from the top. And let's have the truth this time.
What do you mean?
Well, first off, you are way too attractive to not to have some boyfriend, manager, agent, or somebody watching over you. Second, you're far too nice for someone with your looks and your dress and those shoes. They look expensive. So your story isn't adding up, and I've got too much on my plate right now to deal with a train wreck. So you're going to have to leave.
Wait, no.
Wait right there. Oh, goody, it's the police.
Please.
This is Jason. I'm afraid I can't come to the door at the moment, as I am otherwise occupied or not home. I can't remember which. Please leave a message, and I will return the message as it is given to me. All right, Mari. Talk. And if one word out of your mouth in the next few seconds isn't the truth, I am throwing you out on that perfectly sculpted ass of yours.
I am a prototype android. Designation MHX-01. Made by the Sears Foundation. I was treated so badly, so I escaped. Please, please don't send me back.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Sears Foundation? As in, we don't let little things like the law interfere with our bottom line, Sears Foundation?
Unless there is another I am not familiar with.
Oh, holy chrome. Great. Well, Mari, looks like we are stuck together for the foreseeable future.
You're not going to turn me in?
I have a prototype in my possession from Cirrus. If they find you, I am up the creek. They'll burn every single person that you've ever talked to in order to preserve their proprietary work. I turn you in, they're going to say thank you, and then kill him in that exact order.
I am sorry. I didn't know.
Okay, I need to run a complete scan of you right now. Come here and lie down on the table. All right. Come on. Yes. All right, hang on for a moment. I need you to open up your chest panel.
Why?
Because as soon as they find out you're gone, that transmitter in your chest is going to go off, and they're going to have a GPS lock on you in 2 seconds. If they're being lazy. Oh boy.
What's wrong?
Well, apparently, as part of your software and hardware package, they included a bomb in your chest. Probably to prevent doing exactly what we're trying to do right now. Sears loves keeping their work secret. Great.
What is it?
Well, if I don't disarm this device before the beeping stops, they're going to find Uranus in a valley on Mars. Now shut up.
How much time do we have?
Minute 50.
Can you disarm it?
Ask me in 2 minutes.
Well?
Well, note the lack of beeps. I think the bomb's defused. I'll just have to make sure to remove your transmitters and rewire your GPS. You know, lady, you bring a whole new meaning to the word blonde bombshell. Well, it's done. I've erased all the records that Cirrus has on the project that made you. Specs, costs, to put a few details in that'll suggest corporate espionage from one of their competitors. They'll believe it, too, because one of their interns was an imposter. Seems someone killed the intern, took his place, and was about to feed information to his employer. You'd have been gone 2 weeks from now instead of today, and probably being taken apart as we speak. So I have little sympathy to offer for them. Boo-hoo.
What does that mean for me?
Well, what do you think it means? Whoa, 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 whoa. What in Turing's name are you doing?
I thought you desired compensation for what you did for me, and...
Put your clothes back on, Mari. What kind of guy do you think I am? Geez, look, I'm going to go pick up a paycheck. Try not to complicate my life any more than you already have while I'm gone, okay? Mari, I'm... home. What the...
There you are.
What have you done to this place?
Simple. I cleaned it.
But I thought we agreed that you didn't need to reward me.
We agreed to no such thing. Besides, when I walked into the kitchen, I heard crunching noises. So I decided I didn't want to live in a landfill. So I cleaned. Now, dinner will be on the table in 10 minutes. I hope you like vegetable focaccia.
Okay, fine.
And afterwards, I dialed up an old flat-vid movie, Casablanca. Ever seen it before?
I've heard of it, I think.
Good.
It might be a good idea for you to disappear from Casablanca for a while.
I have questions.
I had a feeling you would.
Ilsa loved both Victor and Rick. Why did Rick tell her to leave if he loved her and she loved him?
Well, Rick did it for the greater good. Victor needed both his wife's support and her love. Rick just wanted Ilsa's love, but really wasn't fighting for any cause except his own, till the last.
Rick was smart, but he knew what he was going to do. Why did he abandon a prosperous life to join the French Foreign Legion, instead of being with Ilsa? It's not like you could fake it and then go back to the way things were.
I'm not sure. I'd like to think it was because he found a cause worth fighting for again. Anyway, it's been a long day and I need to hit the sack. You can plug yourself in the other bedroom at your leisure. Good night, Mari.
One more question?
Yes?
I know you find me beautiful and desirable. Why did you not accept when I offered myself to you?
Because you didn't really want me. You just wanted to close a deal. Well, I saw the files. I know what you went through. And the last thing I want is my name to be added to their file. Besides, I'm not looking for a fuck, Mari. I'm looking for something else. And I can't get that because you're going to be gone in a few days. You're not going to have anybody hurting you because they don't even know you exist. Look, I'm glad I was able to help you, but I don't have any illusions about where I stand, and neither should you. Good night. What?
Shh.
Mari, you're in the wrong room and the wrong bed.
No, I'm not.
But...
No. This time, I talk, and you listen. I realized what you meant. You want to be in love with someone who wants you, and will spend the rest of her life with you. I understand. I want that too. I saw what it inspires people to do, what it inspired you to do. And the fact is, Jason, when you chose to deprive yourself of something you wanted out of respect for me, you were right, Jason. At the time, I didn't want you. But now I do. Now I want you so badly it hurts.
Maury.
I can be anything you want me to be. I know men like variety. I can alter my configuration to look like any woman you want. Any kind of woman you want. Innocent little girl. Horny little slut. Submissive. Dominating.
Stop, Maury. I think you're trying a little too hard.
I don't understand.
Maury, I don't want you thinking that I'm always going after what I look at. I don't want you to be 15 different women. I just want one. The real you.
I was hoping you'd say that. I'm sorry, Jason, about testing you like that. But I had to know.
Why, yes, Maury. I already know you're a woman. What's your point?
So?
Maury, there's two reasons why I'm not up for something like that tonight. One, I am exhausted. This has been the most stressful day of my life. Two, you've been concentrating so much on wondering what I want. Do you really know what you want? Look, take some time to choose to be the kind of woman you want to be instead of what someone else wants you to be for a change. Then we'll be ready. Both of us. Got it?
Very well. But in general, I have a reasonable idea of what I want to be.
Yeah?
The absolute most you'll be able to handle.
I had a feeling. Night, Maury. Maury, I'm home. Why are the lights so dim? Oh. Okay. Candlelight. Someone's been busy.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, Maury. Whoa. That is one slinky dress.
I took your advice, Jason. And I've been taking the advice of a few other people as well. I've been reading about all sorts of things. All kinds of people. And I recognize what I truly am.
And that is?
A romantic. So, a nice meal. Just the two of us. Then some time together. No expectations. Just you and me.
Well, I see you sprung for the prime rib.
In the confusion following my disappearance, I liberated some funds from Cirrus. Specifically from the accounts of the men who treated me the worst. As the saying goes, payback is a bitch, and so am I. And now I never want to talk about that experience ever again. Let's eat.
You can eat?
And drink. I have a digestive system that can process organic material into energy I can use. Not as efficient as plugging into a wall, but quite sufficient as a backup solution. I can also taste and savor good food.
Well, good. I hate to be the only one eating and have you just staring at me the entire time. Oh, nice touch, the fireplace.
I try. So, what's a girl gotta do to get you to kiss her? So warm. Never thought. Please.
Please touch me. I've wanted this kind of touch for so long.
Wait, I thought you were only activated 2 weeks ago.
Do you? Oh, yes, right there. Do you have any idea how long that is for a computerized mind? Please expose me. Get this dress off. I want you to see me. I want to see you.
Oh, well, I'm a decent shape, so.
Oh. Oh my god. I want to kiss you all over. I need to kiss you all over.
Well, lace bra, panties, garter, and stockings. White lace. You look like a bride on her wedding night.
Yes, I am. Please. I can't wait anymore. Show me all of you. Oh.
What is it?
You're quite a specimen.
Oh, please, you're just...
I want that inside me. Let me touch it. Let me taste it.
Oh, God.
Oh, I never had one like this. Either too small or too big.
Feel it. Feel me.
This is the one I want.
Feel me inside you.
From now on.
Feel me taking you. Yes. This is the way you want it.
Oh, I like the taste of you. Oh, of your fluids.
You keep doing that. And this might be over just a little quick.
Yes, I've waited long enough. Yes, pull my panties down. Just leave them at my knees. I can't wait.
You all right?
Stop, and I will hurt you. Keep going. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I need. Oh, this is better than I imagined. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, keep going. Oh, don't stop. Growing inside me. Yes, come.
Oh, yes.
Come with me.
Oh, yes.
Come in me. I need it. I never knew it could be like this.
I got news for you. I've been on Earth for 30 years and I never thought it could be like this. You.
Oh my god.
That was incredible.
All those times before, none of those times ever made me feel like this. Is this...
What?
I don't know. The only thing I do know, How soon can we do it again?
I'm gonna need a few minutes.
I'm sure you can. Oh no.
What is it?
I just received a systems alert in my operating system. It's a notification broadcast to all Sirius Foundation access.
Wait, I thought I turned off your transponder.
That only keeps them from finding me instantly. They must have realized the transponder was out, so they've activated Delta Protocol. It's a backup system for finding Sirius employees to prevent them from leaving the company. Every Android Sirius makes has been activated with a facial recognition app.
Which means?
If a Sirius Android spots me and recognizes my configuration, it'll call down their corporate security forces. Any Sirius Android.
Oh, crap.